praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we thank you for the Shekinah glory. We thank you for your presence, Jesus. We thank you for your peace and compassion. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your knowledge and your wisdom, Jesus. We thank you that the Holy Spirit is here tonight to bring us into a different level into you, Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we just release our faith. We release our faith right now, Lord, in your resurrection power. We release our faith right now in the name of Jesus, speaking to backs and shoulders and hips and livers and kidneys and lungs in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We thank you for your peace, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Your healing anointing flowing through this place, Lord. Your healing anointing, Lord Jesus. Oh, we persevere. We press in, Lord Jesus. Oh, into a depth of you, Lord Jesus. We praise you tonight. Say, thank you, Jesus. You have loosed me from sickness, disease, poverty, demons, principalities and powers. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. I have the mind of Christ. Greater is he that's in me than the devil that's in the world. We thank you, Jesus. Tonight, we're into a new place in you. All because of your mercy and your grace. So it's in Jesus' name that I pray by faith and cause what I speak to manifest tonight in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Give him a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. What is it? Eloise? Eloise, huh? Eloise? I'll never get that name right. She shouldn't have gone to Florida. She should have stayed until I learned it. Her and Alan, she's in Florida, and their son has pneumonia. So I'm going to pray right now for him, and his name is David. And so we'll pray and just bind that right now and expect. You know, it's strange. I was sitting in my living room the other day, and I got a call, and it said Florida on it. And I said, I ain't answering that. It might have been her. Hallelujah. Betty said she'd have left a message. I'm not that way. Maybe it was her. Hallelujah. Father God, we stand in your presence by the power of your Holy Spirit. We stand in Jesus' name, releasing our faith into David's lungs right now. I speak to that pneumonia. I command it to be loosed from his lungs in the name of Jesus. I thank you for that blood covenant, Lord Jesus. I thank you. You took this stripes on your back. You took this pneumonia, Lord. And the devil's not going to lie and put it on David. So I break the power of Satan. I break the power of sickness and disease in his lungs. And I heal him by faith in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise and honor and glory. And everybody said, Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Tanya, would you give that? You want to give that little testimony you talked about to Betty? Huh? Come up here, dear. Would you come up here? This is Jerry's cousin. Jerry's the one that leads. Jerry's our daughter-in-law. This is her cousin. God bless you, dear.
Hello. When I first came here, and it was in July of last year, and I was having lots of pain, and I lost lots of blood over my lifetime, and very weak, and was diagnosed, and I had very severe anemia. They wanted to put me in the hospital even, and they said that I only had like 20 count of blood, where you're supposed to have no less than 40. And so when I came here, Pastor Ellery, I had an altar call, and I made a beeline. I was the first one that he prayed for, and he just prophesied, and I got the CD, and I wrote everything down, and I kept reading it and reading it, and I don't have any more pain, no more pain, and I'm feeling much better, and I feel great, and thank
God
you
God bless
so
you, Dave. Thank you, Tanya. God bless. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to give all the glory to the Lord, don't we? Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, I'm sure we'll get a praise report about David. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, holiness is personal loyalty to God's word. I figured I might as well speak it. I wrote it down here. Amen? Say, I have transforming faith. Praise God. There's something I want to share with you tonight about the message tonight is on faith, but sometimes you get revelation just reading the Word of God, and God wants to build you guys up tonight and encourage you. So if you would turn, Chris, to John 16, 8 and 9, the Gospel of John 16, 8 and 9. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. I want you to understand the Holy Spirit has not come to convict you of sin. Listen now. He's come to convict you of righteousness, who you are in Christ, because you are not part of the world. You're in this world, but not of it. So God wants to encourage you tonight that the Holy Spirit has come not to convict you of sin, because your sins have been forgiven and washed in the blood. And now you're under God's grace. Amen? Amen? Now, a lot of people ain't going to catch on to this right away. So you may have to go home and chew on it for a while. But he hasn't come to convict you, because you are not the world. You are not in it. You're in this world, but not of it. You are in Christ Jesus. You are covered with the blood. You are washed from your sins. You are freed from sickness and disease. So he hasn't come to convict you. See, he's come to convict the world. We are in the world, you see, but not of the world. This is our journey, to be in the world and to walk in Christ. So he hasn't come to convict you of sin, because he saw when you was washed in the blood. He saw you accept Jesus Christ into your life. And he saw, the Word of God says to us, old things have passed away, all things have become new. Amen? You may not catch on to this right away. You'll have to renew your mind, you see, in the Word of God, and let it transform and change you. Let the Word, let your faith be in the Word of God. Whatever the Word says, even though you may not understand it, you got to believe it. And God, so God's given you faith. So he hasn't come to convict you of sin. He's come to build Christ into you, to build the cross into you, to build grace into you, to build mercy and compassion into you. You see, to build the power and the gifts of the Holy Spirit into you, to build his love into you. He hasn't come to convict you of sin. He saw you washed in the blood. Are you listening? And so you and I now in Jesus are in right standing. We are righteous. So he's come to convict us of righteousness, to teach us of righteousness. As far as you and I are concerned, sons and daughters, kings and priests, the body of Christ, he's not looking at us as sinners. He's looking at us as washed in the blood. And so he's not going to convict you of sin. He's going to convict you of you're in Christ. You're washed in the blood. You have the mind of Christ. You see, you're a son. You're a daughter. You're a king. You're a priest. So his journey or his teaching towards us, the body of Christ, is different than the world. God left us in this world to pray and change it and take dominion over it. But there's many people who have wandered many different ways and different religions and so on and so forth. They are of the world, they are in the world, and the world dictates to them. It's just like what's going on in Washington, D.C. tonight or today. You see, we're not moved by that kind of stuff. The Holy Spirit wants you to know that he's got his eye on you. The anointing of the Holy Spirit will teach you all things. Amen? And so that should build faith into us. Then we should confess that faith, that we are no longer under guilt and condemnation. We are in Christ. Amen? Because when you're under guilt and condemnation, you're in fear. So you're no longer under guilt and condemnation. You're in Christ. So that position in Christ is how the Holy Spirit ministers to us. And that causes us, as he helps us, to release our faith in the promises of Jesus. Amen? God wants you to know that sometimes he shows up at the midnight hour. You remember the story of Joseph. He was falsely accused. He was placed in prison, but God promoted him. I'm telling you, saints, there is a place that you and I are going on earth here that we're going to reap the promises. We're going to reap the blessings under the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and we will have not even earned it. There's nothing we're going to do. But on earth, there's going to come a season when you're going to reap the promises. You're going to reap the blessings of God. We ain't going to need it in heaven. We're going to need it right here. And you're going to reap the promises. But if the enemy gets you thinking sin conscience, you'll think you're not worthy. So the Holy Spirit is going to build faith into you so that you have faith in the Word of God, that you're not part of the world. You're in this world, but you're not part of the world. So he hasn't come to convict you and I. He's come to take from Jesus and give to me and give to you. And your faith has got to be there. Your faith has got to be in that. Amen? So look how at the last moment he promoted Joseph. And on earth, Joseph reaped all the blessings. He didn't earn it. He reaped all those blessings. Amen? There's coming a time when sons and daughters are going to reap from God the promises of God that you haven't even earned. It's because of grace. But if you get sin conscience, you won't think you're worthy to receive it. Many here are going to see a great moving of God in their lives, in their families, and in their finances. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 9 says what? Of sin because they do not believe in me. See, a lot of people are convicted of sin. The world is because they don't believe in Jesus. That's one of the sins against the Holy Spirit, to a total rejection of Jesus Christ. See, you and I have got to have revelation, light from the Word of God, so we can walk in faith in the power of the cross. God wants you to understand he hasn't come to convict you of the Holy Spirit. He's come to build Christ in us. He's come to teach us about the righteousness and about the grace and about the mercy and compassion. He's come to teach us about the gifts of the Holy Spirit so that we can serve our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? So if there's something that's getting too close and it's closing in, it looks like you're not going to have your day on earth, you're going to have it. You remember it got so close and Daniel had to go in the lion's den, but the lions didn't eat him? You know why? He didn't do anything wrong. God's power is unbelievable. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? They had to go in the fire, but it didn't burn them. You're not going to get cooked by no devil. You're not going to get cooked by no financial problem, a sickness, a disease. You're not going to get cooked by none of that stuff because Jesus is with you. His anointing is upon you. His faith is in you. And he wants you to know that you're not a part of the world. The blessings you're going to get are not coming from the world. They're coming from the kingdom. So the world has no authority over you or no authority over your blessings. But Jesus, our Lord and Savior, has said a number of times, the Holy Spirit has come to convict the world of sin, but to tell you and teach you, you're in Christ. You're the head, not the tail. You're above and not beneath. You're the temple of the Holy Spirit. And there's angels walking with you. And you're going to have signs and wonders. You're going to see dreams and visions. God says that's what the Holy Spirit's come. He's come to bring the life of God into us. Amen? So don't let anybody tell you he's come to convict you of sin. You've been washed in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit wants to remind us of that. Amen? In Ephesians 1:3, he wants to remind you, you're blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms in Christ. Say, I'm in Christ. That's what the Holy Spirit's come to teach us. We're not of the world. We're of the kingdom. And that's why I'm saying these things. That's faith. I'm speaking faith words. I'm speaking what God says about us. Amen? Hallelujah. Put Romans 8:1 up there. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ. Say, I'm in Christ. There is no condemnation. You see what it says there? No condemnation. No fear. To those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So the Spirit is with us to get us to walk in faith. To follow the word of God. This is spirit right here. You see, I'm not under condemnation. I'm not guilty. My sins are washed in the blood. I have the mind of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to reap here on earth where even where I haven't sowed, I'm going to reap where I haven't sowed because grace has given me that place to reap from. Amen? Hallelujah. Turn, if you would, Chris, to Exodus 14. Exodus 14. We're going to release our faith tonight. Praise God. Starting with verse 13. And Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." You know, it's time for us to stand still and watch the salvation of our Lord. He's delivered us from sin, sickness, and disease. He's delivered us from the devil and principalities and powers. He's even delivered us from our flesh, although our flesh operates, but he's delivered. My faith is in the salvation of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. My confession is in the salvation of Jesus Christ. Amen? Which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you'll see again no more forever. See, Jesus has disarmed Satan, disarmed principalities and powers, and he's running around trying to fool everybody. He's trying to make you think you're guilty. You got condemned. You're under condemnation. You got sin in your life. He's convincing you that the Holy Ghost has come to convict you of sin. He's a liar. The Holy Spirit has come to build Jesus in us, that we should have the faith in the finished work of Jesus, in the grace of Jesus, in the mercy of Jesus, in the compassion of Jesus, in the resurrection power. Hallelujah. And in 14, the Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. The battle is the Lord's, and he's already won it. When am I going to get faith in what he's already won, in his knowledge, in his wisdom? Well, the enemy's running around up here throwing these little dots in our minds. And then the body receives what the thoughts are thinking, and sometimes the thoughts are for the enemy. You ain't worthy. You're in sin. It's time for us by faith to speak and have faith in the name of Jesus to that thought that's in our minds. Amen? And the Lord said in verse 15, the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? You know, Christians are always whining. You ever notice that? They're always complaining. Why don't God do this? Why don't God say, why don't you do something? Why don't you walk in the promises? Why don't you walk in the name of Jesus? Why don't you walk in the blood covenant? Why don't you walk in the grace and mercy? Why don't you walk in the compassion? Why don't you walk in the mind of Christ? Stop complaining. Hallelujah. Lift up your rod. Stretch out your hand over the sea. Divide it. You see, this was a tough time. The enemy's this way, and the Red Sea's that way. Have you ever been positioned like that in life? There don't seem to be no way out? Well, you know what God's trying to do? He's trying to teach you he's the way out. I'm not in the world of the world. I am in Christ. I have a way out. I'm free. That which is in front of me, that which is in back of me, can't touch me. Because my God shall supply my need. Amen? So sometimes we're caught in the middle of things because we attach ourselves to the world. Because the liar has said to us, the Holy Spirit is convicting you of sin. See, it's about time we stand up and say, my sins are under the blood. Hallelujah. And verse 17, and I indeed will harden the hearts of the Egyptians. They shall not follow them. You know there's a highway of holiness that the devil can't walk on? God's opened to you and I a highway of holiness. See, I'm a temple of the Holy Spirit. See, I'm on the highway of holiness. I'm where God placed me. And I'm not going to change directions. And I'm not going to let my mind put me on a highway of sin that's been lied to me by the devil. Hallelujah. I indeed will harden the hearts of the Egyptians. They will follow them, so I will gain honor over Pharaoh and over all his army. He has gained honor over sickness and disease. He's gained honor over sin. He's gained it, saints. He's won the battle. He's stopped up the mouth of the devil. It's time for us to speak by faith. Sew his mouth up with the word of God. Hallelujah. We always seem to be complaining, always fighting the devil. The devil's already lost. He's got you convinced he ain't. He's even got some people he's winning. He ain't winning nothing. Then the Egyptians in verse 18 shall know that I am the Lord when I have gained honor of my for myself over Pharaoh and his chariots and his horsemen. And the angel of God who went before the camp of Israel, say, I have the angel of the Lord. He's with me. The Holy Spirit is in me. I am blood bought. I have the mind of Christ. I have faith in the name of Jesus. I am blood bought. I am free. Spirit, soul, and body. Ha, 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 devil! Amen? Praise you, Jesus. Then Moses said in 21, stretch out his hand over the sea. See, sometimes God's telling us, speak in the name of Jesus. Speak my word. Tell the devil where to go. Take authority over him. Take authority over your body. Take authority over your mind. Take authority over your flesh. Take authority over your financial situation. Take authority. Stretch out your hand, Moses. Wouldn't you like to be able to be told by the Holy Spirit and have faith in it to stretch out your hand and you get all the blessings of God that you haven't earned, but because you're under grace, it's yours? See, we're going through life paying off mortgages and car payments and all kinds of different things. I'm telling you, there's coming a place where you're going to have everything God said you can have. And the devil, he's trying to say, no, 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 you're in sin. You should have all the things God said already. And you could tell him, shut up, you already have it. But there's a timing coming when I'm going to stretch out my faith. I'm going to stretch out my hand. And I'm going to call the promises in. And the Holy Spirit's going to release them in my life. How am I going to know it? Because they're going to manifest. And I'm not going to let my physical body rule my life. Amen? Amen? Stretch out your hand, God said to Moses, over the sea. And the Lord caused the sea to go back, a strong east wind. All that, this is unbelievable miracles, isn't it? Huh. Can you imagine he threw three little guys, or they threw three little guys in the fire, and Jesus was walking around with them? Do you know the promotions they got after that? You're right on the edge of being blessed, blessed, blessed. See, Daniel had to go in the lion's den. Sometimes we have to get, God brings us into a mess, then brings us out, then promotes us. All the things that Joseph went through, I'm telling you, saints. So the children of Israel went out, and in verse 22, went out into the midst of the sea on dry ground. It was dry. The ocean had been there for years, and now it's dry. God said, I ain't going to make you walk in the mud. He ain't going to make us walk in no junkyards. He's going to walk, have us walk in the beauty of his promises. Amen? Hallelujah. You know, I can see a lung, and I can see it pulsating in pink. At least that's the color I'm seeing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. See, I'm just going to stretch out my hand, and I'm just going to stretch out my faith, and I'm going to speak the things I'm seeing. Amen? Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you. There's somebody who's been having trouble with your liver. I don't know if you know it or not, but you've been extremely tired because your liver has been taking on a lot of evidently poisons or something. And it's causing you to be awfully, extremely tired. God just washed it. God just healed it. See, I can stand up there and say that. If Moses can stretch out his hand and God caused the Red Sea, I can stretch out my faith. And God will cause it to move or be healed. You know when you clap your hands? I just saw two gold coins clapping. Oh, I don't believe that. Well, then don't worry about it. You won't get it. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit ain't dealing with your sin. He's dealing with your victory. He's dealing with the promises. He's dealing with righteousness. Amen? My right foot is itching. And it's plastic. How do you scratch plastic? Hallelujah. He's in this place, saints. Supernaturally. And it's time for us to partake. Amen. Wait a minute. God just said something here. Wait a minute. You ain't going nowhere, are you? Neither am I. Praise God. Well, I got to find it here. Anybody got a King James? Habakkuk, what page is it on? Hallelujah. There's a scripture I want to read to you, man. Where is it at? Did you find it? Never mind what chapter. Just find what tell me the book is. Which what? See, I'm saying it different. I'm from New Hampshire, Randall. Oh, I got it. Thank you, Jesus. I'll find it here in a minute. Wait a minute. Okay. Listen now. This will fit some of you, maybe all of you. It's called the hymn of faith. Are you listening? Okay, I'm going to read it. I'm not a good reader, but follow along. See if you can concentrate. See if you can keep your mind here for 5 minutes. Oh, you got to know where it's at. Oh, my God. 3, starting at verse 17. What? Huh? Well, I'm going to read it from here. You can see it up there, okay? Now, there's no pictures, you know. We're going to have to just read the words. Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor a fruit be on the vine, though the labor of the olive may fail, the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there is no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. See, if you can get into this, saints, let the Holy Spirit help you. You, by faith, get into the joy of the Lord, you're going to reap on earth where you haven't planted. Even though your stalls may be empty now, your checkbook maybe have dust in it, you're going to have joy in the Lord right now. Amen?
Amen.
Don't complain. If the stalls are empty, there's no figs, there's no olives, if there's nothing in your checkbook, if there's nothing in your bank account, don't complain.
Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. How? I'm going to start speaking those faith things that we've been talking about. I'm going to speak the faith of grace. I'm going to speak mercy. I'm going to speak compassion. I'm going to speak the anointing of the Spirit of God. I'm going to speak the promises. I'm going to speak I'm washed in the blood. I'm going to speak I'm in the resurrection power. I'm going to speak my God supplying my need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I'm going to speak I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Even though nothing looks good, nothing looked good for Joseph, and he wound up being promoted. Nothing looked good for Daniel. He wound up being promoted. Nothing looked good for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they wound up being promoted. They reaped where they didn't sow. Abraham reaped where he didn't sow. You're trying to see what, what God's trying to say here tonight? There's coming a time where you're going to reap what you didn't sow because you're under grace. You're under mercy and compassion in the blood covenant, and it belongs to you. And there's going to come a day when God is going to loose it into your lives. And all the stuff that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel, and Joseph received, they didn't do nothing to get it. And Abraham, they didn't do nothing to get it. God just gave it. A time had arrived, and God gave it to them. Right? They didn't do anything. Well, you and I are going to serve Jesus. We're going to lead people to Jesus. We're going to lay hands on the sick. We're going to speak the word of God. We're going to walk by faith. And someday, you're going to get a harvest. You're going to be loosed all the way from yourself into the place of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And you're going to receive what you haven't sowed. Now, there is scripture, you'll reap what you sow. But there's a place set up in the heavenly realm where God says he's going to pour out the promises and the blessings, and you can't possibly have planted all of them. You can't have possibly have sowed all of it. But God says it belongs to us. How's the devil like that? Amen? Though the fig tree may not blossom, you know, this is a time of year when people buy tomatoes. They put them out in the sun. My wife does this. I ain't ever seen a tomato. I got one little one that big. She works at that thing, man.
Yeah. You talk nice to it?
I don't say nothing. I get away from it. They don't respond to me. The only thing that responds to me is God. So I don't say, God's saying, you better grow tomato. See, I'd rather go over the store and buy one than spend all summer, man, and have some squirrel, stupid squirrel or something come around and chew on them. Then sit there and plug you. Amen? Though the labor of the olive may fail, maybe the labor of the oranges may fail, or tomatoes may fail, and the fields yield no food. See, sometimes you put seed in the ground, and it hails just when the stuff starts popping through, and you get 4 feet of hail. Though the flock may be cut off from the fold, there may be no herd in the stalls, yet I'll rejoice in the Lord. What are you rejoicing in? You're rejoicing in his love and his grace and his mercy, his compassion. You're rejoicing in the promises. You're rejoicing in the resurrection power. Amen? Think about it. I want you to think when you go home tonight. How Joseph reaped where he didn't sow. Daniel reaped where he didn't sow. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego reaped where they didn't sow. And I'm telling you, the ones out in the desert complaining, They reaped a promise of the Red Sea opening and Pharaoh being drowned. They didn't sow nothing into that. All they did was complain to Moses. You know, Moses, she didn't comb her hair today. Divorce! Sometimes I feel like Moses. Hallelujah. But they didn't do anything. It was a part of their salvation. And they got to a place, the Red Sea, where they crossed over and God done it all for them, except for Moses raising his hand. Think about it. They didn't do anything to earn that. God is as loving today under the blood covenant as he was back then. And there's many promises from Matthew to Revelation that God wants to give us that we can spend five lifetimes and we'll never sow all the promises. But God wants you to experience God. God wants you to experience his finances. He may tell you, go find a fish and get the coin out of his mouth. I wish he could send us by devil, man, get it out of his mouth. You know that? Cough it up, demon. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, your faith has got to be, it's going to happen. Caleb, he finally reaped, didn't he? After 40 years. He felt better at 80 than he did at 40. Right, Bill? Oh, my God. See, I want to experience God. I want to experience his love and his blessings. I want to have faith that moves the hand of God. Amen? It's impossible to please God without faith. And I want to have the faith that he's a good God and he's going to pour blessings upon us. I was driving down the road the other day and Betty said, it takes a lot of money to serve God. I said, say it a little louder so he can hear it. Hallelujah. I got a note here, and Betty says, where did I get you home? No, she didn't say that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Well, we're a happy bunch, right? Say, I'm happy.
I'm happy.
Did anybody get healed while I was preaching? Check your body. If you had something when you came in here, check your body and see if you're healed. Anybody? You don't think you're hurting? If you was hurting, you'd know it, wouldn't you? What is this? I think so. What is this? I can see smoke coming out of the top of your head. You're thinking too much. Oh, I know you was. I could tell the way you were sitting when I was talking to you. And it's gone. She had a lot of pain in, what do they call that thing there? The sciatic nerve. Bill, you still the same? Either Sarah's not there, one or the other. If Sarah still is, then we'll do something about that. But okay. Yes? And you couldn't before? Really? Praise God. See, we're starting to receive the blessings of God. Amen? If we can get just... See, some people, you have to get a can open and open them up and they'll say something. Tanya came up here and broke the ice, man. She said what God done for her and everybody's going, oh, you can do that for me. That's right, he can. Amen? How far can you see over here, dear? Okay. Which one? The green or what? Oh, white. No, okay. The first. Okay, okay. Yeah. Oh, way over there. Oh, wow. Praise God. You going to let it drive, Ken? Ken's going, I don't know about that one. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, let's listen to a... Can we get five with Terry in the black, Jeff, please? Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Well. It's coming down. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
Let's sing together. You deserve the glory. You deserve the glory.
Yes, you do, Lord.
all believe he's great. Amen. Whatever you need tonight, come up here and we'll lay hands and pray for you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. To God be the glory. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you for your presence, Jesus. We thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the gifts of healing, Lord. We thank you. You do miracles, Lord. You've done it all the way back from the beginning of time, Lord. You took a rib out of man and made a woman, Lord. And you started all the way down through. You gave a miracle to Joseph and Daniel, Lord, and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. You've given miracles to the apostles and in the New Testament, Lord. And we are under your blood covenant, Lord. And we expect tonight, Lord, that every need will be met in this place because we honor you, Lord Jesus. We exalt and lift you up. And we are taking our faith that you have given us, Lord, that measure of faith. And we're going to put it to work tonight, Lord. We're going to put it to work, believing in your word, believing that you haven't come, Holy Spirit, to convict us of sin because our sins are under the blood of Jesus. But you've come to convict the world. We are in this world, but not of it. And we stand with a new revelation, Lord, that we are in your kingdom, Lord. And he ain't convicting us while we're in your kingdom, Lord. So we thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus, that your wonderful spirit of truth, Lord, is bringing revelation and knowledge and wisdom, taking from you, Jesus, and giving to us tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Your wonderful presence, Jesus. Hallelujah. Your wonderful presence, Jesus. Oh, I release my faith in the name of Jesus. Our faith is in you, Jesus. As I touch my brother, Lord, that the healing anointing, Lord, goes all through his shoulders, all through his back, Lord, through every muscle, Lord, right now, Lord, every bit of it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Every bit of it in Jesus' name. What was his name, dear?
Lane.
And he has a
brain aneurysm.
Father God, I touch his brain, Lord. I touch that aneurysm right now, Lord, in Lane's brain right now, Lord. He's just a young man. She's standing in for him, Lord, right now. And I ask, Lord, and confess and speak, Lord, the miracle-working power of you, Jesus. Our faith is in you, Jesus. Our faith is in your name. Our faith is in your resurrection power. Our faith right now is in, Lord, in that brain right now, Lord, that you're touching it right now, Jesus. Power in going into that brain right now in Jesus' name. Power going into that brain right now, the power of Jesus. As we agree with you, Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, King Jesus, that this boy is healed now in his brain in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch my sister right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord. We can do nothing without you, Lord Jesus. But we thank you for your love. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your peace. We thank you, Lord, for the promotion, Lord, that this couple will go into a place, Lord, that they haven't sowed, Lord, and they shall reap from the promises that are in you, Lord Jesus Christ, which are yes, yes. You died broke, Lord, that they may have wealth, Lord. So I speak that into their lives right now, Lord. Wealth, Lord. I call it forth, Lord, in the faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that you are faithful to your blood covenant, Lord. And as we speak your word and call those things forth by faith, we have faith in your name, knowing it's going to be done. It's going to be done. Yes, in these two people's lives, in Jesus' name, how we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Every bit of power, Lord, going into her life right now, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord, all through her heart, all through her lungs, Lord, all through her blood vessels, Lord. Power! Power in Jesus' name. 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 Oh, thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your love going into him right now, into Alan, Lord.
Thank you for your knowledge and wisdom rising up in him. Thank you, Lord, that he's going to reap where he didn't sow, because every promise is yes, yes. And he's in your grace and under your grace, Lord Jesus. So we expect it right now. We expect it as we call it forth by faith in the name of Jesus. We expect it, Lord. And not 6 months, not 6 years from now. We expect it, Lord. We expect it's being moved right now in the supernatural realm, Lord, to be released into their lives in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, I touch him, Lord, in the blessed name of Jesus, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I can see it raining out. And I can see you with no rain gear, but standing in the rain, looking up, and the rain is coming upon you, but it's not the rain of this world. It's a supernatural rain. It's the latter rain coming upon you. You are going to understand as each drop hits you and goes through your system, your natural system, and the supernatural system in you is going to explain these drops and lead you and give you knowledge and wisdom of these drops. And it's going to cause you to have a life of Jesus in you like you've never had before. On the outside, saith the Lord, on the outside, Father God, in Jesus' holy name, let every drop be understood in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, in Jesus' name, I touch my brother right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord. I thank you and I praise you, Lord. For this man has seen into your realm, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that new, refreshing visions and dreams are going to come to him. New, by the Spirit of a living God, in Jesus' holy name. Power! In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. You know, as I'm got my hand on your head, there's a crown on your head sitting partially on my fingers and on your head. God wants you to know that there's a crown sitting on you. God has crowned you. Now you're going to say, well, what is that for me? You got to find out that it's already yours. He's crowned you with some things that are already yours. You need to get in the Word of God and look up why you've been crowned here on earth and why it's yours and how you can start calling the grace of God that he's crowned you with. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Let every bit of power of the Spirit of God, I release my faith in Jesus' name right now, Lord. And I call forth power of Jesus. Power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
You know, I've seen you in the presence of God. I can see you coming down some white steps coming out of the presence of God. And I can see you sitting down, and there's an angel talking to you, explaining why you came back down and what you experienced up there, because you've experienced some things and you don't quite have understanding, and there's an angel explaining. So you are in the presence of God, and you came back down, and the Spirit of God the angel of the Lord is sharing with you and telling you what you just experienced. You just, for some reason, wouldn't soak in, and he's telling you what you've experienced. Oh, Father God, let light and revelation come to him right now, Lord. Let light and revelation come to him right now, Lord. Every bit of it, the power of Jesus flowing into him. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord. In Jesus' holy name, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God says, my daughter, there seems to be times that you have lost, times with me that I have spoken to you and given you knowledge and wisdom in some places, but your mind has lost it. Your spirit has not lost it. So as you start drawing and sowing to the Spirit, it'll come back to you from the Holy Spirit within you and bring that light and revelation back to your mind. There is times when you think you just completely lost it, and everybody says, well, you should have wrote it down. No, it was written in your spirit by the Holy Spirit, and he will bring it back to your memory. Some of the things he wants you to understand is that life is not from the natural mind. Life in God is from the Spirit of a living God that's going to bring you some things into your natural life, and your mind is at times going to battle with God because the mind is enmity against me, saith the Lord. But you're going to take the authority of my spirit, and you're going to release your faith, and it's going to become a part of your outside. It's going to become a part of your outside. There has been people that has been throwing thoughts and dots into your mind, and God says it's time for you to stand up and take the shield of faith, which is me, saith the Lord, and don't allow those dots, don't allow those thoughts, because if you think it through, it is not thoughts from the Word of God. It's thoughts from them. It's from their imagination. So God says, tonight, my daughter, you shall grow, and you shall abound into a place where you thought you have forgotten, but it'll be brought back by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Father God, in Jesus' name, I thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit upon her right now and in her, Lord. Power in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God says, my son, for there is a thing called worry, which is sin. Do not allow yourself to be dragged into worrying about a condition, but speak to the condition with the words that the Holy Spirit will give you. It will be loving, soothing words that will cause you not to lose your peace and cause you to understand why this is taking place now. Why this is taking place now. Because just as you recall Joseph, just as you recall Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel, I really believe they all thought the same thing. Why is this taking place now? But it wasn't like you're going into a lion's den, but the lion, roaring lion, is going around seeing who he can devour. And he cannot chew on you. He cannot touch you. But he'll try to get you to worry. He'll try to get you to lose your peace. But tonight, God the Holy Spirit is going to give you some words that'll cause faith to arise in you, and you will not be seduced by those words in the areas where your flesh will try to handle it. God says, new beginnings tonight, new beginnings tonight, for that situation has now been washed clean from you. It has been washed clean from you in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, Father God, we thank you, Lord, that he stands in the power, he stands in the peace, he stands in the grace, he stands under the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit. He stands burning with the flame of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Amen. Power in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch you right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God says, my daughter, prepare your heart, for in 2 days, you're going to receive something from the Lord. In 2 days, you're going to receive something from the Lord. Father God, in Jesus' name. Father God, oh, in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Power in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. God has placed something in your hand. And God says, you're going to handle it. And you're going to handle it for my word. Because God says he's given you an assignment. And although it may not look right, like it's not going to come out right, God says tonight, my grace will cover you. My knowledge and my wisdom will explode in you. That you'll have an answer for that which has been placed in your hand. A situation that's been placed in your hand. And tonight, you'll have the knowledge coming to you. Even later on this evening, it's going to flow into you. You'll have the wisdom coming to you. And you'll know exactly what to say in every given situation. And it's going to cause the hand of God because you're being obedient to what he said. The assignment he gave you. Just like the ones in the Bible, they were obedient to the assignment, and they came out shining and smelling with no smoke around, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You are going to come out blessed, blessed, blessed. God is going to bless you, young man. God's going to bless you for your obedience. For what you've got in your hand, you're going to handle it from the Spirit of a living God. In Jesus' name, to which he's given you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Huh? Yes, dear.
Request a prayer for my sister. I have a picture of her.
Okay.
She's on kidney dialysis. We're believing for
which
prayer.
One?
Creative
this,
miracle.
This one here?
Mary. And also parathyroid and all aches and pains and the bones, everything from the dialysis side effects.
Father God, we thank you for the gift of miracles, Lord, that's going into this young woman, into her kidneys, into her bones, and throughout her body. I so call it forth right now in the name of Jesus, under the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit. I release my faith, not in myself, Lord Jesus, but I release my faith in your resurrection power. I release my faith, knowing, Lord, that you are touching this child right now. You're touching her kidneys, Lord, because you're a miracle worker. Just like when you said, pick up your bed and walk. Lazarus, come forward. You changed the water into wine. You're changing her life right now, Lord, as we press in and release our faith. Faith in you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you are today still the miracle worker, Lord, that'll bring forth healing into her body. Satan, I bind you from her body. Principalities and powers, I bind you from her body, and I release the power of Jesus, power of Jesus, power of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Whoop. Wow. That felt good. Praise God. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's somebody expecting something here. I don't know if it's an envelope or something. And God is getting ready to release that into your life. Hallelujah. Praise you. And there's also somebody who's lacking some wisdom in an area. God's going to give you some wisdom so you can finish something. God's going to give wisdom into someone's life that they may finish something. You've been locked into not being able to finish it, but God's going to give you wisdom so you'll be able to finish it in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This lady back here, right here, you, dear? Yeah. There's either a man's going to call you or come to you and bring you some good news about something. A man is going to come to you and bring you some good news, either over the telephone or in person. Shortly, if you expect it and release your faith, he's going to bring you some good news. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you expecting some good news, dear? He's going to he's going to bring you some good news, whatever that may be. It may come in different forms or something, but it's going to come. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you tonight in the name of Jesus. We thank you for you, Jesus. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for your encouragement. We thank you, Lord, we're going to reap what we didn't sow. Because every promise in you is yes, 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 Lord Jesus. And you told us, Lord, that we're under your grace. We're under your mercy and compassion, Lord. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We are sons and daughters, kings and priests, Lord. We are the body of Christ. And you are the head, Lord Jesus. So we have turned to the head tonight, and we have received from the Word of God. And you have encouraged us and anointed us, Lord, and touched us and brought peace into our lives, Lord, and caused things from the supernatural to manifest in this place and in people's physical bodies. We give you all the glory and all the honor, Lord. We don't say, look at me. We say, look at Jesus. Look at you, Lord Jesus Christ, what you've done. Look what the Lord has done tonight in Jesus' holy name. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for your love and for your patience with us as we struggle to hold on and be moved by your Holy Spirit, that you'll get the glory. So it's in Jesus' name that we pray and thank you, Lord. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen.